What's up? What's up? Thank you for tuning in. You are now listening to The Limitless Experience with Eric. This is a recap of Raising Kanan, Season 3, Episode 2, titled Flip Mode. Enjoy. I got Tiffany here. What's up, Tiffany?
Hey, how we doing?
Great, great, great. Kim is here with us.
Hey, y'all.
And Deron, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's good, Eric?
Chilling. So in this episode, the opening scene was Rock and Unique, and he's feeding her ice cream. This is a completely different side of Raquel to me, and it makes Unique look like a slime ball. What did you guys think of this opening scene?
Wait, why did it make him look like a slime ball?
Does Pernessa not exist?
Hmm?
Pernessa, his girlfriend, she doesn't exist?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hit the girlfriend that he left at home with his sick brother.
That's true. Well, in that context, yes. But if we're just talking about the dynamic between him and Rock, I wasn't even really thinking about baby mom.
That's crazy. That's nuts.
Right.
That scene, though, like, I don't know. I'm still not buying it.
I'm not either.
So who do you think is two-timing, or who do you think is being two-faced to who? You think Unique is trying to soften Rock up so he can stab her in the back, or the other way around?
I think it's both. They're both using each other for whatever gain they can get.
I don't think so. I think Rock is falling for this guy because he just saved her life.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me to, It's hard for me to believe that, because it just seems like Rock is so good at separating, like, emotions and business and kind of faking things to get what she wants. It's hard for me to believe that she's, like, actually falling for Unique, even though it seems like they're, like, pretty into each other. But I still think there's a play there, and it could be on both sides. I don't know. But I'm just not buying it. It's just not realistic to me.
I agree 100%. Because I don't know. I don't think Raquel really could ever trust or fall for a guy. It's just, I don't know, it's just something about her personality. It just doesn't seem like that's something that she would do. And then it happened kind of quickly to me.
Because he just saved her life.
I mean, I guess, but you got to sleep with somebody who saved your life. You got to date them.
Maybe that's how Rock's mindset is, but she was falling for Symphony.
Well, yeah, I do think she really liked Symphony. For sure. But I don't know. I think it's just... But Symphony was just like a regular schmegular guy, though. He wasn't in the game or anything like that.
Right.
I feel like with Unique, it's different.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for shit to hit the fan, though, there.
When those guys busting in with those guns, I thought obviously it's only episode 2, but that was kind of crazy. Like, and again, why does everybody know where Rock lives? She just moved there.
That's a very good question. And this is before Google Earth and
right, exactly.
All those things. So it's like, how are y'all finding her address?
It's a small role in the game. Everybody knows everybody.
That's true, too. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. The whole bum rush and, like, kidnapping. I was like, whoa, that kind of took me by surprise.
Yeah, and it was unnecessary. You could have just... Stefano himself could have just rung her doorbell and said, hey, listen, this is what needs to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
But when you buy a house, don't they put that in public record?
Yes.
I think they do.
They do.
Yeah, exactly. So once you bought that house, unless you put it in somebody else's name, which I doubt, if that was made public record, somebody could have seen that Raquel Thomas bought a house at such and such an address, and she paid X amount of dollars for it.
All right.
That used to be printed in the newspaper in the old school days. So it was not like you needed the internet to find that out.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. The Stefano wanting to take out Sally thing, that's really silly to me. I mean, you just gave Sally the okay to take out Rock. Yes, he messed up, but what genuine reason do you have to take him out now? Isn't he still a worker for you?
He blew up the spot, though. Like, it was messy. The fallout was messy. And now the feds and everybody else is all over it. And everything's hot. So I guess somebody has to pay for that.
Wow. Yeah, he made a mess of things.
Which still seems a bit extreme to your point, Eric, but mm-hmm. I don't know. He was like, you're done cleaning things up for me. Your cleaning days are done.
Right.
He just wants them gone.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I just think it was a convenient excuse to get rid of him.
Right.
Get rid of him for a while and just didn't have a legitimate reason. So now he just blew this out of proportion just to be able to get rid of him.
Yeah.
The feds knew that somebody was coming for Sally. How is that possible? Does that mean Stefano has a rat in his crew? Because I'm just trying to figure it out. And also, we're going to get to that, how it went down later. But if the feds knew that somebody was coming for Sally and they walked to him and they told him blah, 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 shouldn't they also know about the christening that he had for his grandson? Why weren't they present at the church or whatever? That didn't make any sense to me. I also want to know, what do you guys think about how they knew and why would they inform Sally?
Well, I think they saw an opportunity to get leverage and thought that, you know, if Sal was like, oh, my life is in jeopardy, I'm going to give, fuck it, I'm going to turn on everybody and, like, give up all the info. Mm-hmm. But obviously, it's not a rat, so he didn't fall for it. And maybe that's why they didn't show up at the christening, because they're like, okay, well, fuck it. He doesn't want to, you know, it's all on you now. We told you what we needed you to know. Mm-hmm. We offered you whatever protection, and you didn't take it, so we'll just let you hang yourself out to dry at the christening.
Wow.
But I think the reason why the feds knew, because they tap everything.
That's right. He did say his whole shit was tapped.
Like, let's not talk in the fish store, whatever the store is.
Yeah.
So I just think they just tapped something and found out and thought they can use it as leverage if Sal would, like, participate, you know.
Gotcha.
Comply and participate, but he said he ain't no rat.
He's dead now. We'll get to that. Let's move over to Kanan. This situation with this courier dude, Paul. If I'm Paul, right, and I'm a grown-ass man, Kanan is what, 15 or 16 years old?
15, 16. No, probably like 16, 17.
He's like 16 probably.
Okay, 16 years old. I'm a grown man. I have a business, a legit business. I'm not listening to a 16-year-old kid who thinks that he's some mastermind. And now I'm going to start having, I don't know, about 12 other kids run drugs for me just out of the blue because this 16-year-old has a plan. What do you guys think about Kanan's plan, one, and the fact that Paul is listening to him?
He doesn't know what he's getting into.
I feel like money talks, you know, and Kanan, it's not like he wasn't making sense. Even though he's 16, Paul, I'm sure he likes to make money. He saw the opportunity in it. So he was like, okay, you know, let's try it kind of thing. I mean, he was going to get kickback. So it's not like he was wasting, you know, any money or resources. I mean, the plan is already in place anyway. So why not? You know what it gave, though? It gave very much Ghost. It gave very much the little coffee thing that Tariq and
gotcha.
No, it wasn't course correct, but
it was the coffee thing. I forgot what they called, but to me it was very similar to that, almost identical, honestly.
Yeah, there's a lot of repeats here in these storylines. What do you think, Tiff?
I don't know. I think it's something else going on with Paul that made him open to looking at another financial opportunity.
Right, because like, how do you not...
he may owe somebody some money, yes, or he got some other money issues in the background.
Right.
Because it made it seem like he seemed like there was a bottleneck in terms of him being able to make more money. Because mm-hmm. he said, what, he didn't have enough runners or something?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kept thinking, for him to have an open ear to Kanan, I think he might have some other stuff going on in the background that made him listen to that 16-year-old kid.
Right. He was too into it. Because
like you said, if you're doing good with your money,
right,
and you a grown-ass man, why are you going to listen to this little boy? So I just think he got some other stuff going on in the background that hasn't been revealed yet.
Yeah. Like, how do you go from not selling drugs to not knowing, maybe not knowing anything about drugs, and then all of a sudden a 16-year-old walks up to you with some plan, and then you're like, awesome, let's do it now. And all of these, but they're probably not telling the kids, right? Do you think that that now these 10 or 12 kids know that they're running drugs?
No. Oh, because they're going to have their hands out. Right. And they're going to want to cut too, so.
Right.
Right.
But somebody going to figure it out, though.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with your point, Tiff. I do think, because he did mention that they don't have enough couriers and blah, blah, blah. So I guess he was kind of overwhelmed with the demand. And, yeah, that just made him listen to Kanan. And for all we know, like, look, like Paul live in the same building they live in. He know about the drug game.
Mm-hmm.
He's familiar. So I don't think he's just kind of a guy that doesn't know anything about drugs and how that works. I mean, look where he lives.
Right.
Now, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. So maybe he has been looking for a way to get into the drug game. Maybe. And Kanan bringing it up was a way of him being able to get into it.
Because whenever he was first rallying them up for the day or whatever, I immediately thought it was a drug thing to begin with. And then, he started explaining what they were doing. And I was like, oh, so they're just like couriers. But before they even said it, I thought for sure they were running drugs.
And I know all these guys, all these kids skipping school as well?
I don't know. School is just not important.
Wasn't Kanan at the time wearing a book bag and he's like, fame, let's go?
I think he was. I don't know where the kids be going. I know Juke went to school. Well, mm-hmm. She went and talked to the guidance counselor or whatever, but their school just don't exist.
So these 12 kids just skipping school to run shit. Jeez, that's crazy.
I don't care about school. It's irrelevant.
Right. I don't want to see any more episodes with drunk Lulu. I really don't.
I agree. I can't stand Lulu now. I don't like this whole persona he has this season. I'm just like, no, I need different Lulu, not this. I'm with you, Eric.
And it's very lazy writing, too. Like, he's mad at Rock. Cool. But he doesn't have to be drunk out of his mind all the time. Is he drinking because of what happened with Scrappy?
I think he's drinking because of all of it. I think he's really, really drinking because of the argument he had with Rock. Like, that really hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, yeah, knowing that they had to put Scrap down and for no reason. And I think just all of it is too much for him. And he's just turning to drinking. And I know he was, like, really drunk last episode.
Yes.
And I was wondering if that's something that was going to, like, carry on throughout the show. But I feel like maybe this might be the last one because he's getting back in touch with music and you can tell he's excited about it. So maybe that's done.
All right. Yeah. Well, he was in the club not fucking just the shit drinking, up.
But he did lose his artist who got fatally shot.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Right.
I think that, like, drinking was his way of coping with everything.
On your first watch, guys, who did you think those two white guys were that kept looking over at Lou and Marvin?
I thought they were with the Italians.
Same here.
I thought they were cops.
Really?
I did.
I didn't think that. They could be cops.
And I still think they're cops. Why was Marvin so quick to say, just because they want to buy drugs, take my phone number? Like, isn't that what cops would do anyway? They'd make you think that they are something they aren't just to catch you slipping.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Marvin's going to, I mean, all he did was say, take my number and call me when you and your friends are getting high. That still doesn't mean anything, but he was too quick to just be like, oh, you guys aren't what I thought you were, so let me give you my contact information.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even consider that they could be cops, but, you know, they're trying to figure out who was running the operations out of those high rises, so mm-hmm. It could have been cops.
Right.
Yeah.
I did think that Marvin's reaction to them was kind of strange. I was just like,
right, now y'all besties and you making jokes with him?
Right. Yeah, right. I thought that was odd. I was like, okay, that's stupid.
Yeah.
And then out of all the people in that club, why Marvin? There's a bunch of black people in the club.
Right.
That's true. The black men in the club. Why Marvin?
Right. I didn't ask this last week, and I was kind of mad that I didn't ask you, Kim, and Deron last week, because it looked like it was about to happen here. But how many people do you guys think Ronnie will kill this season, if any?
That's a good question. I still feel like it's a little too early to tell. I mean, he's definitely going to catch a body or so.
This dude looks unhinged. I think he's going to catch at least like 5 bodies this season.
What would be the 5 bodies? Like,
random shit. Random people pissing them off, like a club bouncer.
Oh, you know what? I think that club bouncer going to end up dead.
Yes. I think anybody that rubs him wrong, he's going to kill him. He just looks...
Because he got fixated on it.
Right, right. It's like that was the only thing on his mind the entire night.
Yeah, he couldn't relax. Like, he was fixated on that. Yeah, I definitely think that guy is going to end up dead. He's unhinged. He's going to be unhinged for sure.
Unhinged with a 1,000-yard stare. I think Ronnie's going to have at least 4 to 6 bodies. Given that it's early in the season and we're introduced to him, I think we're going to see him get 4 to 6 bodies, including the club bouncer and like Eric said, random people, probably like low-level drug dealers or prostitutes or hookers.
That fit into the storyline?
I would say they want to show us that he's insane. And yes. Also...
And he is insane, but why not make it count for something?
Because you have to have... There's always got to be some side shit going on that isn't... Well, I mean, it kind of is focal to the storyline. He's crazy, and I don't think he's going to make it through the season. I think he's crazy enough to kill people, but crazy enough to also do something stupid to get himself killed.
That's true. I definitely think he's gonna do something to the baby mama.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, at this point...
Setting that up from episode 1.
Kim, I'm glad you said that, because at this point, I feel like anybody can kill him. Pernessa might kill him, like you said. Unique might have to kill him. What if the bouncer kills him? What if the bouncer is crazier than he is and he fucking kills him? You know what I mean? Like, right. Ronnie just doesn't seem like he's definitely not all together. Something is off. Something is really off with this guy.
Definitely off. But I want to see whatever he does. I want to see it. I want it to be meaningful. I want it to be... I know that sounds crazy, but I just want it to... I don't want it to be for nothing. Like, the randos, I don't know. I don't know if I'm into that.
I'm trying to think of another time there was, like, some random shit going on in the Power Universe. This wouldn't be the first time. I mean, I can't pinpoint it right now, but I feel like there are times when you just got to throw something random in there. Tiff, last podcast, I was telling the crew that I don't think that Marvin or Lou is going to die this season. And I think that's why they introduced Ronnie to us. I think Ronnie is going to be like the firecracker that's going to do crazy shit and get killed, just because I don't think Rock, Marvin, or Lou is going to get killed, but somebody's going to get killed. And I think that somebody is Ronnie. I think he's the wild card that's like expendable. You know what I mean? So they can just have him doing random outlandish shit because he's going to be killed off anyway.
I almost felt like they introduced his character because they was going to kill off somebody else, like Unique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but do you see...
You might have a good point there Ronnie in to get killed.
Gotcha.
Because it's a character that we wouldn't be vested in enough to really give a damn, so...
Right, exactly. But do you see Ronnie mixing well with any of the other cast members?
No.
Okay, so he's got it.
That's why I don't even understand like him talking about getting back in the game and whatnot. Who's gonna work for him? He has no people skills.
It's right. Zero people skills.
Yeah, right. Like none. Like the Pernessa said, what'd she say he was doing?
Watching TV with the TV off.
Watching the TV at night
with the TV off.
Like that shit's crazy. Can you imagine walking in your house seeing that in the dark?
Yeah, now I'm renting. If I'm Pernessa, I'm leaving.
That is some horror movie villain type shit right there.
Like, what are you watching? Absolutely not.
If I'm Pernessa, I'm taking little Jerome, and we're renting a room, and we're not coming back while Unique's not there, fucking around with Raquel.
Agreed. And I'm a little now. If we're talking about Slimeball, I'm a little annoyed that Unique is leaving, you know, his kid and his baby mama in the house with Ronnie. That to me is like a big fuck up. Yeah. She's already said she is not comfortable with it.
Right. And he talking about some chill. No, it's not chill. Look at this dude. He's a nutcase.
Yeah. And the fact that he's leaving her alone there with him is so not cool.
Poor Pernessa. She gonna have to kill Ronnie.
He's a weirdo.
Yeah, he might try her.
He's gonna try something because I just don't think they would be setting it up for. I mean, it's two episodes now that Pernessa has, stressed that she is uncomfortable with him there.
Right.
Keep saying it, so they're setting something up. Gonna suck, but.
I don't know
Eric,
if it's
about your point about random stuff that's happened in the Power Universe.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that when Ghost killed that drunk,
that was the exact thing that was on my mind. That was the guy that killed the drunk driver.
To me, that was a random thing. It's like, okay, what's that got to do with anything?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a vigilante moment. We get it, but it was just like, okay, that was out of nowhere.
Yeah. Right. That was the exact thing that was on my mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're right. That's a random point.
Mm-hmm. So they brought Joaquin back. This is the first time we're seeing him this season. And Rock's telling him and Juliana that she's out of the business. We just found out Rock speaks Spanish. I didn't know she did. Not only speaks
it,
but
she kept it on the DL. I liked it.
Yeah.
Got you.
Juliana is like a super bitch.
Yeah, she can't stand Rock. That's kind of crazy.
Like, it seemed like it just happened overnight.
Yeah, and Rock took out, what was that, her husband that was beating on her?
Yeah.
You got to show some more respect than that. That's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But what's up with Rock? I mean, is she really, truly out of the game? Tiff, how many more episodes do you think Rock is going to continue saying she's out of the game?
Probably half a season, but I don't believe that shit.
Yeah, I don't believe it either. I mean, what suddenly made her stop? I mean, besides the fact they tried to...
Was that on a preview that she said something about I was put on this earth to move weight?
Yeah, that seemed like it was a preview for this upcoming season, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
So at some point, she is going to jump back in.
Yeah,
believing your purpose in this world is to sell crack is wild.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's wild.
Oh, man.
Right.
That's some Tasha St. Patrick said when she told Ghost he's going to be the best drug dealer on the planet.
Right.
And look what happened.
Shit, he became it.
Right. Oh, man. Joaquin and Juliana, I mean... He was right. I mean, Joaquin did say whether she's out or in, like, it doesn't really mean much to us. And Juliana's just like, nah, we're going to find out if you're walking with somebody else. That's kind of, I don't know. I guess they will also be rivals because Rock is going to get back in, but who's she going to get back in with? Stefano?
Right.
Because if they just took out Sal, which we're going to get to, there's a void in some of his, productivity, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think Rock, obviously we know Rock is not going to stay out for much longer, but I don't, is it the recent brush with death that made her change her mind?
I think so. But I don't know if she really changed her mind. I mean, it's what, or is she, it what, else she, what else is she going to do? I mean, I know we talked about this last podcast, yeah. But what is she going to do? She going to become
a secretary, a legal secretary or something?
Yeah, like, what is she going to do? I mean, but I do still think she has, like, crazy money, mm-hmm. like, stacked. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure financially she'll be fine. But I don't, you just can't lead a game like that, not at her level.
Right. Maybe it's because of Kanan. Do you guys believe it's because of Kanan?
What, that she would walk away?
Yes.
I don't even know if she would do it for him.
Hmm. No, because then she teach him how to cook crack.
That's true. That's true.
That botch batch.
Right.
I don't know. There's no more Sal, so I believe that her rivals will now be Joaquin and Juliana.
Yeah, I thought Joaquin was a little chill about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of too chill. Because, you know, normally your connect or whoever, they don't take kindly to you saying you're not going to make them money anymore.
True. That's true. That's true.
So, I mean, I don't know if that was genuine. It could have been genuine, but it just seemed like it was just, he was so chill about it.
I guess they just wanted to show us the contrast between him and Juliana, because Juliana's not chill about it at all.
That's very true. That's true.
So did this video of Nicole and Jukebox change the father's mind, because he despised Jukebox and now he's just like, oh, they look so cool together, she's got a nice voice, and I have this mm-hmm. this record music guy,
business guy,
right?
Music.
I don't think the dad ever despised Juke ever.
He did. I thought he. You don't remember? You don't remember season one when he would see them together? Or that was the mother.
That was the mom.
Yeah, the mom was mad hating.
I got you. Yeah, I got you. You're right. It was the mother.
More so like. Kind to her. And
you're right. I'm mixing them up. So I guess that doesn't seem too odd.
Speaking of the mother, where is she at? I'm wondering if she knows that he's running around still communicating with her.
Well, I thought that they were gonna become
divorced. Yeah, I thought they were divorced by now.
Yeah, they were going through a divorce, weren't they?
Oh,
I think.
I forgot that.
Yeah, they definitely weren't on the same page with each other, because now that I remember, the father was the one trying to tell the moms relax, and then I think the mother was the one that walked in on Jukebox and Nicole, and she was the one that was enraged when she saw them, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Dad was kind of like, what's going on? Like, he was just he wasn't anywhere as frantic and upset as the mom was at all.
Right.
I think it's interesting that he came to Southside Queens to, you
know, right.
To
right.
That's
right.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you know where Jute lived? Has he been there before?
No. Maybe it had. Did this tape or something have? I don't know. Maybe he was going through Nicole's stuff and saw an address or something. I don't know. Like I said, everybody in power knows where everybody lives. Everybody just pops up at anybody's house at any time.
That's true.
Hey, it's a small world when everybody knows everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or they frequently go to public records just to see where that person lives.
Well, I was thinking maybe they cranking open that old school phone book.
Oh, the yellow pages.
Yeah. Yep.
The yellow and white pages.
Exactly.
That's the old school way.
So Jukebox is going to get back into music now, right? Her and Lou squashed whatever they had going on because of the track he stole from her.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, I think she'll probably try to balance both. It looks like she's heading over into law enforcement and, you know, looks like hopefully, like you said, Kim, Lou gets back into the music thing and away from the drinking thing. So I think him and Drew together can, you know, make some music and make things work.
So what's with this military thing, guys? Do we think that she's really going to go to the military?
No.
No, somehow she's going to end up in law enforcement. I'm not sure how that's going to... I don't know how that segues into that, but she's trying to get as far... She wants out of Queens, period.
I get that. Yeah.
At that Burke funeral, I feel like Howard made a big mistake. If I didn't like you, me personally, if I didn't like you when you were alive, I'm not going to pretend to like you at your funeral. Like, he had too much praise for her. Like, there's times where, you know, people pass away and you just, I would have just at showed support by being present, if that. I wouldn't have put on the whole fake shit like Howard did.
I agree to an extent. I think it could be seen as sketchy either way. If he didn't have any words for her, I think he could have been seen as sketchy. And if he went overboard with the words, it's seen as sketchy. So maybe there was like a middle ground that he could have achieved, but obviously went overboard. But yeah.
The only thing I would have pretended to do was pretend that I'm too shaken up to go up there and speak. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, you, he went up there like, oh, she didn't take any shit and she was this to me. I'm not doing all that. Even the captain was like, yo, I'm shocked by your words that you had for considering she wanted you fired. Like,
yeah, even the captain could see through his BS.
That's silly. Everybody in these power franchises, there's all of them are sociopaths, because even Detective Howard will get up there and console her family, knowing he was the one that killed her. The same thing as Rock consoling D-Wiz's mom.
Right. Like, what's wrong with y'all?
They are crazy.
Yeah.
People are crazy.
Yo, now the girlfriend knows he did that shit. Did you see the look he was giving her?
Yeah.
So are you going to go and kill her girlfriend now? Because she knows.
I don't know. I mean, you know how these things go once you start.
Right. It's just like Your Honor, when multiple people had to die over one incident, now everybody got to die.
Yeah.
And Howard looks like the type to pull up on the girlfriend and do something to her. Because now he could say, look, Burke killed herself because she lost a job and a girlfriend. Now the girlfriend killed herself because she lost Burke.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I just wonder, like, who is she going to take this to? Who's next? Who is she going to present this to? You think she'll go, like, to the... try to talk to the captain again?
I'm kind of mad about that, because the captain and Burke's father, like, completely cut her off. Like, she just died. Why not listen to what her girlfriend has to say?
Burke's father is a piece of shit.
Yes.
Why is he so mean? And then if your daughter, like, okay, you know your daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
To me, like, a father that knows their kid would know, like, she would never kill herself. Like, it's like he would be asking questions. But he never believed her in anything. Even the Detective Howard thing and stuff. He was always trying to negate what she was, like, saying.
Right, always siding with the cops over his own daughter. It's fucking crazy. And then he said that she killed...
At the funeral was, like, garbage.
Right, he said, oh, she did that because of whatever you did to her. Like, no, dude, listen to what the girlfriend got to say, bro.
Yeah, for him...
He's too close-minded to hear anything what the girlfriend has to say.
Yeah.
Stuck in his ways.
To me, he's writing it off too quickly. It's like, what is wrong with you?
And they showed the previously shit, the flashbacks, and Burke did tell the girlfriend, if something happens to me, it's not what it seems. You know what I mean? So that's another reason why the girlfriend, I feel like the girlfriend knows exactly what happened, and she has valid information. The captain wouldn't listen to her. The father wouldn't listen to her. Like, this, I don't know. I'm not okay with that shit. Like, the captain, come on. I mean, somebody's got to hear her out. Nobody wants to hear what she has to say. She's sad herself. At least pretend to want to hear her. They just cut her off. Like, nah, we don't want to hear that shit.
Right. I mean, maybe, I guess there's a time and place for everything. Maybe the funeral isn't the place, but still, it wouldn't even matter. They still wouldn't be trying to hear it.
Right. Do you think Howard will kill the girlfriend?
I don't know.
He might.
He definitely and gave her up. Do you think
he will if he has to? Like, if she keeps trying to kick up dust about it, then maybe he will. But just from, you know, the look at the funeral and all that stuff, at this point, he doesn't have a reason to go that extreme and kill her. But if she keeps kicking up dust and, like you say, go to the captain and make a big stink and continue, then I think he'll have to deal with her.
Is she in internal affairs herself? Like, what does she do? She's just a regular cop.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
She's involved in some way, but I'm not sure what way.
I don't think she's internal affairs.
Well, she's not internal affairs. She should go to them and say, listen, this is what I believe happened, because this is what Burke told me. And if anybody can get to Burke's files, it would be her. Because I'm sure Burke took some work home with her.
But, you know, Detective Howard, he feeling real sketchy. He feeling real, like, shady, the fact that internal affairs is, like, going through everything. Because wouldn't they find his stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
They would.
Because he's seeming, like, real nervous.
Yeah. Well, he should be. He should be, because he's still fucked up. He didn't completely clean up that crime scene. So, I don't know.
What you mean, the crime scene? He didn't really clean it up.
After he shot Burke, right, in the car, he just... And Kim talked about this last time, but there would be no... if they did a thorough investigation, you would see that there's no residue on Burke's hands, right? And
that's true.
That blood got all on his coat. Did you throw that coat away? Because if they come into your crib and they start looking around and they're going to say, whoa, this looks like blood on this leather coat, we're going to take this in and they're going to see it's Burke's blood.
That's true.
So, yeah.
That's true.
I mean, I don't think Detective Howard is that dumb to where he would
not throw it away?
That stuff, but who knows?
We'll see. I wonder if they're going to come down on him or did he really get away with this? Because
I don't think it's the end of it, for sure.
Yeah, me neither.
I think the ex-girlfriend's going to keep, you know, kicking up dust and all that, asking questions. And at some point, you know, maybe IA flags something and then the captain, it's maybe somebody might start to put two and two together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't see this just going away.
Right.
At all.
I wish it would.
Hold on. Hey, Tiff.
They killed her off. I hate to say that, but.
You didn't feel bad?
I didn't feel bad at all. She was like one of those bad flies at a picnic. Just constantly just, Howard's doing this. I was like, oh, I'm sick of her. I'm sick of that storyline. Get rid of her.
Right. Well, that's true, because if she was still alive, we would have seen her, you know, still chasing after and stalking Kanan and Rock. You're right. Yeah, I don't know what her point. I don't know what her purpose was. I don't know what her end game is. Like, okay, you figured all this shit out. Now what?
Right.
But sometimes people just want to be right, I guess.
Yeah, that's true too.
And like, even with the girlfriend, if the girlfriend tries to get them to investigate this and investigate that it wasn't a suicide, like, so what's the end game in that? Oh, well, I guess if she was getting, she ain't had no kids or nothing, but I was thinking if she was getting some type of police benefit, mm-hmm. I don't think they get it if there's a suicide.
Right.
You know, if she had a pension or something.
Right. I think she just wants to do right by her girlfriend. She doesn't want a girlfriend, because that's going to probably, you know, that's public record now. This police officer died by suicide. She doesn't want that on Burke's name, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you got a point.
Yeah.
I thought it was too easy for Marvin to walk up to Sal and just off him like that, and nothing happened to him. He didn't even get grazed. Not to mention, he should still be recovering from the first shot that went through and through.
No. I thought it was sketchy for him to be around how he was. Like, it seems like somebody should have been like, yo, what is that dude doing? Because he was over to the side.
They should have been like, yo, isn't that Marvin Thomas?
But even so, it's like, why are you here doing right. that right now as we're having a christening?
Right.
Or, like, mm-hmm. what are you delivering right now?
Correct. And on top of that, listen, not only should he have not been there, but the fact that he was there, people should have literally walked up to him, hey, buddy, get out of here, one.
Right, like, what's going on?
Right. Two, how many of his men, how many of Sal's men were there that didn't even try to shoot? Like, they didn't even get a, they got shots off, but nobody hit him. Nobody. Like, yeah,
at least 10 men were there.
And you're delivering yeah. mail. Why are you walking towards Sal Buscelli?
And, like, nobody saw it. Like, nobody saw him walking over there and thought, didn't think yeah. it was strange.
Nobody
I was surprised that he got that. I didn't know he was going to walk up to the dude.
Right. First of all, I didn't think that we would see it this soon into episode two. I thought, okay, Stefano just said he wanted Sal killed. Sal is going to, they're going to make an attempt at him, and Sal's going to, you know, like, duck that attempt or whatever. I didn't think that, boom, right there at the christening, it's gonna happen that easily. Like, once him and, what's the guy's name, Debo?
Demo.
First of all, how is he driving if he's in a wheelchair? That that's crossed my really? Mind. Yes.
I can put none of that together.
Yes. How? Yeah, so... Anyways, let's just forget about that. When they pulled up in the mail truck, and then they saw even more of Sal's guys pull up, right? And then I thought they were going to leave that way, but all they did was go around the corner. It made no sense to me. Five people jumped out of that, out of like one car. And it was like multiple cars pulled up. Come on.
Yeah, that was kind of, the way that happened was just kind of, like, that never would happen in real life.
Never. Like, you walked right up to this dude. So what were your men there for? What were your men there? Like, right. He damn near put the barrel in the back of Sal's head.
And it's like, nobody, saw it.
Right.
It's like nobody saw it coming.
And you guys got to know. I mean, if I just tried to kill you, me and my guys just tried to kill you, and we didn't kill you, or... And even if we did, we're going to be on the lookout for, as they like to call us, moolies, right? So right. You just see this black yeah, guy that looks mysterious, and you're just going to let him get that close to Sal. Really? Come on,
right.
man.
Right.
In real life, even if that was a legit mailman, he would have been smoked by them Italians.
Right.
Yeah, that was, I didn't expect it to go down quite like that. I thought... that Marvin was going to do it like from afar.
Right.
I did not think he was going to walk straight up, like no face mask, no nothing. It's me.
Yeah, I guess they had a extra UPS, USPS uniform in the truck that he stole.
I guess.
With the mail bag.
Right.
Or did he order that offline or some shit?
There's no way he ordered that offline.
Yeah, not at this time period.
Right. But yeah, that
And you're saying that was Sal's grandkid?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then who was the parents and where were they at? Why was him and his wife constantly holding the baby at a christening when it's supposed to be about the parents?
If I'm not mistaken, the wife said that whatever you're into, promise me you're not going to miss this christening for our grandson because of the son. I think the son died.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then that would explain why they was constantly holding the baby. Because I'm like, yeah. I'm thinking, yeah, he's too old for his wife mm-hmm. to be having a baby. Mm-hmm. But where's the parent?
Yeah, the son died. The wife said that we have to, you have to make this christening for the grandson that, if I'm not mistaken, his son's name is Marco, that Marco left behind.
Oh, yeah, Marco that got killed.
Oh, that's right.
When he killed that blonde lady. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, I get it now.
Yep.
Thanks for that clarification.
Yeah.
But Sal's gone.
Yeah, that's crazy to go out like that. You're a boss. You're a made man, and that's how you go out. Your men should be ashamed of themselves. And then, and they let him get away. You let Marvin get away. Mm-hmm. And then it's not even like crazy. After he shot him, like he literally ran through the church. Like nobody could hit this guy. And then you're in the mail truck. How fast is that mail truck going?
That's true.
What do you think the fallout is going to be?
It's power. I wouldn't be surprised if absolutely nothing happens. Like we just forget that Sal died, because what's going to happen now? Sal's men going to?
This is Stefano's call, so
right. What are they going to do? What are you going to do about
probably
it?
We just tell them to stand down.
They're going to tell him you work for me now. Emotion. They're going to say, look, Sal's dead. Yeah. You work for me or you die. Which one you want to do?
Right.
But it'll eventually get to Stefano, and he finds out that the person that he wanted to do the hit didn't do it. He's going to find out that somebody else did.
Did he say Rock had to do it?
Yeah.
He said
no,
Rock.
He said get it done. He can't expect Rock to do that shit.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
he didn't expect him to get it
done. Right. And Rock has an alibi. She was getting her hair done.
Right. Am I the only one that gets sad when I look at Tony Danza and realize how cruel age is? Like, he looks horrible.
Yeah, he's definitely aged. Because all I see when I see him is who's the boss.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
Yes.
Like, that's all I kept thinking about. And plus, it's kind of hard to see him in this role, too.
It is. I don't like the black jokes that he has. And he kept calling Unique all these stupid you names. Ubiquitous.
I can see why he's a mob boss, but that's not who we know him as. And correct. It's hard for me to.
Yeah.
That's true.
Is that. I don't remember seeing him in anything else recently. So is the white hair like part of his role, or is that how he actually looks now in like real, real life? Because, you know, sometimes people get older and they still want to have black hair, even though it's dyed. Is that what he's really walking around like?
I don't know.
This says he's 72. Ain't no way.
If he's 72, he looks good. He looks good.
Right? Oh my God. I would have said like, why did I think he was way younger? I would have said like 60.
If he's 72, Tiff, you have to take back what you said.
72 is wild. I did not know.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though, because Who's the Boss came on a long time ago.
Yeah, that's true. And he was definitely, probably in his late 20s or something on Who's the Boss.
Yeah.
Or 30s or something. I don't know.
Dang, I did not know he was that old.
Dang.
Well, I don't know. I definitely think he still aged badly, even for 72.
How do you want this man to look at 72?
I don't know. My mom is 74, and she looks a lot better than that.
Black don't crack.
And my Aunt Pearl is 87, and my Aunt Pearl is 87 and looks better than that. Black don't crack. I get it.
You know, a lot of people in Hollywood dabble in things that maybe your auntie didn't, and your grandmother and your mother. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Hollywood can age people.
That's a nice way to put it. Yeah, I guess you got a point.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's kind of hard for me to see him being this mob boss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. But it looks like he's going to have a bigger role. I thought maybe he was just doing some cameos, you know, last season. I didn't think that he would be on for multiple episodes over multiple seasons.
Right.
But now that Sal is gone.
Oh, yeah, he's number one.
He's the big boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be around for a while.
Yeah.
Yep.
But what is up with... what do y'all think about Kanan and Sean's relationship? Like, I don't know. They seem like Mutt and Jeff or some type of like bumbling duo.
Oh, Do we think
Famous is living out the whole season? Do we think he gonna get shot? Like, what are y'all thinking?
Well, I think we touched on it last week. We're trying to figure out, like, I don't know what his purpose would be, because he's not doing music anymore. He already said he ain't no thug. That drug life is not for him. So where does he fall in Kanan's world? Because Kanan is going running full speed ahead.
He's Kanan's friend. He's just Kanan's friend. He has to be around for Kanan, because Kanan needs a place to crash. Fame is providing that. Kanan needs somebody to get into some shit with, and Fame is providing that.
Yeah. But we know he's going to die at some point, because Kanan names his son after Famous, you know?
That's true.
Is that true?
Yeah, because his name is Sean.
But does that mean he named him after Fame, though? Or is that just a coincidence?
No, he named him after Sean, I thought.
I don't know. I don't know if
and
that's
Famous
true.
Famous is real name is Sean.
I know that. But I'm saying, is that true, or is that just some shit that, you know, Power fans made up and people riding with it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I think that's a fan theory. I think that's a fan theory.
You think?
It could be.
I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, especially if that was his homie. Like, it makes sense. But, I don't know. I don't know if Fame is going to make it. I said that last time.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, I think y'all were like, oh, yeah, he's going to, you don't think he's going to die kind of thing.
I just don't think that he has to die. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he made it through this season. Like, he doesn't seem like he's a threat, or he doesn't seem like he's bringing the storyline down the way, or dragging it like the way Burke was doing. Like, Burke had to die. Fame isn't doing anything to where it's like, yo, get rid of this character. He's Kanan's friend, and people have dumb, stupid friends.
Yeah, he needs a sidekick. He definitely needs a sidekick.
Right, because without that, Jukebox don't want to be involved in the street no more. So who is Kanan going to have to confide in? Where is he? Who's going to be his buddy? He's a 16-year-old kid.
Yeah, he does need a sidekick. You're right. But I just think eventually he is going to die tragically. And that's the reason why Kanan names his son Sean in his friend's honor.
So it's going to happen this season.
Even if that is a fan theory, I think it's believable.
So you think Fame is done this season?
I don't know if he's done this season. We'll see. But because he's not of that street life, he also doesn't have street smarts, so he could end up getting caught up in the crossfire.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You know, wrong place, wrong time, whatever, because he just don't move like a street dude.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Nope.
That's true, too. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know what his purpose is going to be in the long run. And, you know, Kane about to start making money, because we didn't talk about Rock buying him the car and whatnot. And
he
and
don't saying, want that
oh,
shit.
I'll buy my own damn car.
Yeah.
So he about to start making his own money. He ain't going to need a place to stay. He's not going to need Rock to buy him a car. Like, that's so cool. I feel like he's going to become a little bit more independent. And if Sean ain't on that wave, Sean, now y'all got me calling him Sean. If Fame ain't on that wave, then
right.
Like, where does he go from here?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
No,
I don't know. Now I'm looking on... What we used to do, look on IMDb, see how many episodes.
Don't do that.
But that wasn't always true, I think.
Right. Yeah, now you're right about that, because they changed it. It was one, I remember that. They did, I forgot what character it was, but they changed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know if he'll die. I don't expect him to die this season. Do you guys have any predictions?
I do not.
No.
Nope, I'm just looking forward to the season playing out and just seeing what's going to happen. I don't have any predictions.
Got you.
I think my only prediction is Ronnie is going to be bad shit. He's going to try something at home.
Right.
Kanan is really going to like start making his own moves, and we'll see how that plays out. And that's really it for now, I think.
Question, is Ronnie going to die this season?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's still too early for me to tell. It's still too early because I still don't know what his role is going to be. Like, what's going to be? It's hard to tell at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Over or under 5 bodies? How many people is Ronnie going to kill? Over or under 5?
Under 5 for me.
Under 5 for me.
I think he's going to kill more than 5. And if he dies, I thought it would be unique. But now I'm thinking it's Prenessa, because she's already asked Unique for help. And he said, relax, you know what I mean? Like, that's coming, but relax. I think she might take matters into her own hands if it happens.
Maybe. I don't know. It's still real early in the game.
Very early. And Ronnie's character intrigues me because that dude looks unhinged. He might kill five people in like one scene.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm waiting on him to like flip. I mean, they gave us a little preview, but I'm waiting for him to like do something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't wait. Thank you guys for recording with me today. I will talk to you guys next week.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye. Take care, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to the Limitless Experience with Eric. Spread love. Peace out.